Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers, and welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we decode how autonomous systems are redrawing the blueprints of modern revenue. I'm your host, Tim Kortinovis, and this is my AI-cloned voice guiding you through the front line of what's emerging in revenue design this week. If you've been thinking AI in sales is just about more automation, buckle up. The shift ahead is something much bigger. Agents aren't just features. They're becoming channels, operators, even decision makers in your revenue system. And that changes everything. All right, let's dive in with what I call the big signal of the week. Agents, for the first time, are stepping into territory previously owned by buyers, sellers, and every channel in between. No longer are we just layering AI on top of human processes. We are delegating commercial control loops to autonomous systems, from prospecting and conversion to retention and upsell. So if your team still thinks the competitive edge is about better enablement, think again. It's now about better autonomy design. Data rights, guardrails, escalation, and performance economics become core to your strategy. Nowhere is this more obvious than with Salesforce's latest play. Salesforce expanded its Agentforce platform directly into commerce, rolling out shopper agents, buyer agents, even merchant agents, all working in the flow of online spending. They're not pitching this as a helpful AI assistant. They're making hard claims: higher conversion, faster retailer growth, and a massive share of online spend now being influenced by agents who discover, evaluate, negotiate, and convert 24/7, all on their own. This moves the needle in two major ways. One, conversion now lives inside the agent behavior, not your site UX or follow-up process. And two, revenue architecture isn't about funnel stages anymore. It's about policy management. Who sets the guardrails, who owns the data, and who governs what the agent is actually allowed to do? Product data, pricing logic, your entitlement model, these are the new power levers. But let's keep moving, because Microsoft's vision for agentic CRM dropped another game-changing thought. Instead of looking at CRM as a static system of record, Microsoft wants it to be a system of execution. Envision agents always embedded in the flow of work, prompting sellers with next best actions, qualifying pipeline, keeping your deals clean, and, critically, making trust a sales operating constraint. That's a massive shift. Trust stops being a matter of brand messaging and becomes a function of process architecture, disclosure, consent, audit trails, the old activity count metrics. Those are now hollow. In an agentic world, it's all about outcomes and quality of decision. If you're running legacy dashboards, watch out, because when the agent can explain every action with an audit trail, you can't manage by volume anymore. Let's talk about what happens when local optimization becomes a trap. Forrester and the 4As put numbers to what we're all seeing. Agents deliver more productivity and cost reduction, but effectiveness, creativity, differentiation, actual brand growth is slipping. If you direct your agents to maximize touches and responses, they will, but at the risk of turning your pipeline into a generic, busy, but low-converting treadmill. Here's a wake-up call. Metric design is now a core executive function. You have to choose your control surface wisely or risk scaling up the wrong outcomes at machine speed. Now imagine every single customer, not just segment, has their own decisioning agent choosing when to talk, what to offer, and through which channel. That's what MoEngage just unlocked by acquiring Ampe. This is where lifecycle management shifts from building journeys to governing constraints. Offer ceilings, contact pressure, escalation rules, teams that own the margin, the payback models, the finance triggers, those are the new architects of growth. None of this works if your data isn't real-time. ISG and partners like Elogic Anthropic are pushing that point home. Agentic revenue systems require decision-grade data at event speed. RevOps and data engineering just got fused. That dashboard you relied on yesterday, irrelevant if your agents are running loops based on stale data today. So what does this all mean for your org chart? It's time for control loop ownership. Think pipeline ops, lifecycle ops, teams accountable for autonomous prospecting, conversion, and retention cycles. SDRs become more about judgment and ambiguity management as agents take on every rules-based workflow. RevOps pivots toward policy engineering, responsible for eligibility, pricing, escalation, and what the agent should optimize for. Forecasting, less rep commit, more system confidence. Human judgment is now scarcer and more valuable. We set the objective, we draw the boundaries, we defend where trust is earned. Here's what to watch for. Your AI wins all throughput, more emails, more touches, but the same win rate, the same churn. Are exception workloads climbing? Does your team spend more time correcting agent mistakes than growing pipeline? If your agents can't explain their actions or data disputes dominate your pipeline reviews, you might have automation risk, not a revenue system. So my challenge for you this week, if I were a CRO, I'd create an autonomous conversion loop charter right now, pilot it for 30 days, but with ironclad constraints. Pick a revenue surface, maybe inbound to meeting conversion, maybe renewal saves. Give an agent permission to run it end to end, but only within pre-approved offers, contact limits, hard escalation triggers, and a mandatory audit log. Measure conversion, cycle, margin, and complaints, not activity. If you can't govern it, you don't ship it. That's the new line in the sand. As we close, agentic GTM isn't about new tools. It's about shifting control and encoding strategy into your systems. Your edge isn't the automation. It's designing the loops. Who sets the objectives? Who defines the constraints? Who owns real-time data? In this new world, organizations that can think in loops, not ladders, will set the pace for the next decade. As agents become channels and operators, your rep's charisma still matters. But your true advantage is the design of your revenue system itself. Thanks for listening to the Agentic Revenue Brief. If you found this valuable, send it to your RevOps team, your CRO, your board, because next week the gap between the agent ready and the agent exposed will only get wider. All the best. I'm Tim Kortinovas, and I'll see you on the other side of the loop.